Here's Uno, America's tastiest candy bar. Here's your Uno.
When a gal goes shopping at her favorite store, Eastside beer she reaches for.
It's extra good, and the reason it sells, brewed with water from cool deep wells.
When you're going shopping.
Robot detectives, trap a burglar. You ask for it. Television's greatest all-time request show. Brought to you from the four corners of the world by Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. And here's your host, Mark Baker.
Well, howdy, my friends. You're just in time for some real rock'em and sock'em action here at Santa Ana Roller Rink. Yeah, we're in the final few minutes of play here in a new sport that was originated right here in Southern California. Let's see, Miss Nell James lives in Santa Ana. She's over KABC-TV in Los Angeles, as for it. She wrote, for sport fans who like rough games like hockey and football, I recommend basketball on roller skates. A regular league has been formed in these parts, and I'm sure if you introduce this sport to the rest of the nation, basketball on roller skates will take the country by storm. Well, you asked for it, Miss Jane, and so let's pick up play here as the Saracens of Santa Ana fight it out with the Bombers of Long Beach. Referee Wally Garrett gets the ball. Johnny Carlson at center for Santa Ana. Joe Lynch for Long Beach. The toss. Santa Ana wins the tip-off. Cooper to Dixon to Van Roekel. Those skates take them flying down the floor. Good. Wait a minute. The pass is blocked. Santa Ana comes up with it. He shoots. Partially blocked. Van Roekel follows through. No good. Another follow through. No, sir. The Saracens still in possession. Pass out to see if they can set up a play. He shoots. Good. Santa Ana leads 46-44. Just 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. They break fast. Don Miller dribbles down the court. Santa Ana back to defend. There's still anybody's ball game. Both teams are in there. Wait, hold it, hold it. There's a scramble for the ball. This is really a rough, tough, anything goes game. The Saracens in the dark jerseys come up with it. I believe that's Carlson. He shoots. No good. Still 46-44. Long Beach takes possession off the backboard. It's intercepted. He passes out to Carlson. Ooh, that was almost a fine tackle. Apparently the referee didn't see that. Thought we'd have a whistle on that one. Here comes Carlson back in. He's going to settle this himself. Carlson sent to the penalty box. There he is. That means Santa Ana has to defend a narrow two-point lead with only four players on the floor against five for Long Beach. And Long Beach still has a minute and a half to move out in front. The action is furious. Long Beach takes the ball. He shoots. No good. Again. Another try. Long Beach wants that point. They can't do it. They're shooting wild. Just 1 minute to go now. There's the ball. Goes out to the sideline. Long Beach. Miller shoots. No good. A follow through. It's tied up ball game. Back now, they're still a man short, remember? At this pace, it's a wonder they can even stay up on their skates. They move down court under their basket. He passes out, but nobody's there. It's a free ball. Look at that scramble. Carlson. Yeah, Carlson is back in. Look at that voice. Oops. Yeah, he got it. He has the ball.
A layup shot. Sent to Hanna out in front.
There's the final gun. Boy, man alive, this is what I call a storybook finish here. Yes, sir. Say, I wonder if we can get Van Roekel in here. Hey, Bud. Bud, you guys are tough and played football, all that kind of game. Tell the folks out there what you think about this game, huh?
I believe this is one of the roughest and toughest and fastest games in sports there is.
I bet it's going to go across all over the country. Say, the rink here, the Santa Ana Roller Rink, has rules for anyone who wants them to make up a team, huh?
Yes, sir, that's right. We want this thing to go over big.
And I bet it will, Bud. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And to you, Miss Nell James, in Santa Ana there, we learned that basketball on skates has chills and thrills and spills. You asked for it.
You know, nearly every time I talk to you about Skippy Peanut Butter, I wind up by asking you to please try it. But my sponsor has called my attention to the fact that I've been a little careless because I haven't told you lately when to try it. So right now, I'd like to point out that the best time to try Skippy is now, spelled N-O-W. Right now, I hope you'll put down that television set. Get up out of that chair, go out into the kitchen, and butter some Skippy on a cracker or a slice of bread, and eat it. Now, of course, it may be that you just don't have any Skippy in your house. And if that's so, I'd like to have you put on your hat and go out to the grocery store right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. Bring home a jar of Skippy, and the very instant you get back, start eating it. Now, maybe you're saying, well, gee whiz, if I do that, I'll miss out on the rest of the show. And that's true. But let's look at it this way. Now, we've got some good features coming up on the remainder of the show, but quite frankly, there isn't a single one of them that has the slightest resemblance to peanuts. Now, Skippy doesn't just resemble peanuts. It tastes exactly like fancy, fresh-roasted peanuts in their most spreadable, lovable, digestible form. But since I see you still haven't gotten up out of that chair, I'll tell you what I'll do. You start out for the grocery store right now, and then send me a postcard. And I'll write and tell you about what happens on the show while you're out. Fair enough? Okay. Bye now. Hurry back. Happy Skippy!
You know, they tell me they come by here quite often there. They're interested in a chap inside here. They just might think that he's stealing their thunder. Well, we'll have a look-see inside just a moment. Mrs. Nita Archer looks at us over WABC-TV in New York City. As for it, she wrote, the only flying saucers I've ever seen were during a sensational performance by a European team named Lola and Lita, who were on tour with Motorama. It would be wonderful if my children could get to see them on your show. Well, Mrs. Archer, you gather your children around you now and join us inside for a regular flying saucer soiree. You asked for it.
Cigars, cigarettes, Mr. Baker?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thought I'd see the day when I could just barely lift a lead pencil. Well, sir, a Mary Ann Henderson, she does over WCPO-TV in Cincinnati, asked for this. She wrote, enclosed this picture of a Mr. Schmidt who collects pencils from all over the world. And one pencil is 11 feet 10 and a half inches long and looks as if it weighs a ton. Now, might I see this man's collection and learn if that giant-sized pencil really writes? Well, you asked for it, this Mary Ann Henderson, and so I want you to meet right now Ed Schmidt. He's the pencil king of the world. Oh, Ed! Got some questions here to ask you here, Ed. How long have you been trading and swapping and collecting pencils, eh?
Around 16 years, Art. You see, I'm a butcher by trade. Salesmen used to call on me and give me pencils as calling cards. I began trading and never stopped.
I see. How many have you got now, eh?
I have around 6,000, various shapes and styles.
I see. Now, 6,000 different ones. You know, when I first came in, this looked like a mosaic or kind of Indian blankets or something. But these are all 6,000 different... This whole bunch here are the mechanical pencils, huh?
That's right.
And souvenirs. No, I'll take your word. I won't count them, but I'd like to see the most unusual you've got, please.
Okay, we have them here.
Good.
Here we have a little broom pencil. And here we have a German pencil that has a compass in the end of it. And you'll take off the end and there's a pair of dice. And there's a little cigarette holder. Turn the pencil around and here's the part you write with. And there's your pen. And here we have a seamstress pencil. Now this pencil has a 36-inch gauge right in here. And this revolves and registers on the gauge here. And here we have a yo-yo pencil. Here we have a German tear gas gun. Unscrew the end, and there's a pellet. There's your firing pin, there's your trigger. And here we have a pencil with a little roll of paper in it. If you call to see someone and you're not at home, you just take off a little piece of paper, tear it off, write your note, slip it under the door, and go on. And here we have some old antique pencils that are at least 150 years old. And they all have a jewel in the end of them. And here we have an Egyptian mummy pencil. And you pull it out and the pencil comes out of the foot. And here we have some pencils, believe it or not, these are valued at $5,000 a piece. The cedar is getting very, very scarce. So they $50,000 was allotted to the pencil company's laboratory for making the pencils out of newsprint. And this is the unfinished product, and here's the finished one.
Well, I'll tell you, that really is quite a this is only the beginning of it, too. But we got a commission here, you know. We don't know if that big pencil really writes.
It does. To prove it, let's write a short message.
Well, all right.
And take the two of us.
All right, we'll do it. I'll take the front end. What'll we write? Oh, boy. I know.
Yeah.
Ready? You are, Mary Ann Henderson. He was showing you in a big way that you asked for it. And, of course, you'd like to know what it is that you want to have us work on. We'd love to have you as the boss. We're on the job all summer, you know, so put us to work. I don't care what it is, who it is, or where it is. We can find it. We can fly it here on United Airlines. Their luxurious, fast 365-mile-per-hour DC-7s. Yes, the United's new DC-7s fly nonstop, coast to coast, in 7 1/4 hours. That's some speed. So, put us to work, and when you get the idea, it's no good till we get a letter or a postcard. Here's our address. You asked for it, Box 323, Hollywood 28, California. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered how much could happen in a second? In one short second, man can either laugh at death or be its victim. In just a moment, this grim maxim will be spelled out in flame. You asked for it.
Mr. Virgil Rutherford lives in Oak Harbor, Washington, sees us over KING-TV in Seattle, writes this. Said, recently I saw a picture story of a baptism in fire for would-be daredevils, and it looked extremely exciting. Could I see a veteran daredevil reenact this initiation? Well, Mr. Rutherford, yes. We're on the track of the Long Beach Memorial Stadium here, and here is Harry Woolman, Dean of America's Daredevils. Harry has guided many a stuntman through a course of thrills and chills. He illustrates his lessons by performing these hair-raising stunts himself. Let's get him over here right now, huh? Oh, Woolman, Harry Woolman! We wish you luck there, Harry.
Thanks.
Now, the first rule for any successful stuntman is to check to see that his equipment is all in order. In this case, it's just a simple strap fitted on the car, but Harry checks it out to be sure it'll support his weight in just the way he wants it to. He's making certain that he will fall from this speeding car only when he's ready, not by accident. Looks like everything checked out okay. So they start for the far end of the straightaway. Now, this first run will be a trial run. There'll be no fire this time. Harry will drop off that car at approximately 50 miles an hour and slide and roll through the area marked off with the white lines. He's in position. Here he goes. Wow, that was just the warm-up, mind you. And now, as Harry and his driver return to the far end of the track, an assistant soaks down the slide area with gasoline. This time, when Harry drops off the speeding car, he will skid through a pool of flames. Drop off too soon, too slowly, and his forward motion will carry him only to the center of the inferno. Drop off at too fast a speed, and the slide itself could put him in the hospital.
Okay, hurry!
Here he comes! Go to 50 miles an hour. Now 60. Yeah, it looks as if he's cheated death again. No burns, no broken bones?
All okay, Art.
You can have it.
We can all breathe a little easier right now, believe me.
And Mr. Rutherford there you are, a baptism in fire for those who prefer to earn their living with real danger. You asked for it.
A little while ago, I told you that my sponsor's only reason for bringing you this program was to try to persuade you to buy a jar of Skippy peanut butter.
Ticker tapes and flashing lights and the hushed voices of very busy men. This is a listening post in the heart of a big city. A listening post that's dedicated to the war against crime. Now what happens here protects your property, even your life. Because this is a famous nerve center of the American District Telegraph Protective Service, known as ADT. Now here is what Mr. J.C. Wenger writes. He sees us over WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee. He said, recently I read about robot detectives, a name for invisible rays and all kinds of burglar alarms, which are installed in buildings around town by a company called ADT. When a criminal enters a place, these robot detectives send out an alarm to the company's operators on duty far away, who quickly call the police and dispatch their own officers. If I ask for it, may I see these ADT men and robot detectives in action? Well, for your information, Mr. Wenger, ADT maintains central stations around the nation, like this one in Los Angeles. Now, this listening post is in constant contact with its own guard cars and the police department. It's hooked up by direct wire to banks and stores and warehouses and factories, even private homes. Now, these tapes and these lights alert the operators immediately in case there is an attempted robbery. Step over and look at this map. Now, somewhere in the environs, in the interior of this huge city here, we have an actor who is posing as a burglar, and he is ready to strike. Now, we in this room do not know exactly where, but it's our job to locate him and trap him with dispatch. Now, watch closely, Mr. Wenger, as the robot detectives and the ADT men go into action. You asked for it.
Apex Engine Company 802 Mateo, 459 inside, man on the way. 3-61, police on the way.
All units in the vicinity and
13A17, a 459 silent alarm at 802 Mateo Street, 13A17, code 2.
13A17, roger.
Mr. Peterson, now bring me up to date. Let me review this. When the burglar broke that window there, just what happened?
Well, I can show you. Show you on this dummy window, Art. When he broke that window, it also broke this foil, which interrupted the electrical circuit. Now, that immediately put this register into action. Now, that recorded a code number on our tape. We check up and look the code number up in our file, and we find that it's the rear of the Apex Engine Company. Now, we give that information to the police, and we dispatch our own guards.
See. What's happening now?
Well, I can tell from this signal that he's approaching the manager's office.
Now, how can you tell that?
Well, in this particular building, we have an invisible ray device like this, which is located near the manager's office. Now, this projects an invisible beam. Now, whenever this beam is interrupted for any reason, we get the signal. I suppose by now he's headed for the safe.
The safe,
Yes, he's approaching the safe now.
Now, how do you tell that?
There's a device which we call teleapproach, connected to the safe, which surrounds it with an electronic field. When anyone comes near the safe, it disturbs this electronic field and transmits a signal to us. Here's the signal we've been waiting for. Our men and the police have arrived, and the burglar is trapped.
That shows that on there, too. Your men have arrived. The burglar's trapped,
Now, our man will remain at the premises until the factory manager arrives. Our dispatcher called him.
Oh, I see. You've been in business a long while. You must have a great record. What is ADT's record?
Yes. ADT's record for burglary protection is 99.99% perfect.
My, what a wonderful record and exciting life that you lead. I want to thank you very much for taking us behind the scenes here in ADT Men in Action. And I also know that you were in close cooperation with the fire department, too, because ADT supervises sprinkler systems and other fire alarm systems throughout the nation, too. Right now, the final scene of what happens when a criminal attempts to beat our modern robot detectives. The end of an adventure that was followed from start to finish from one of the ADT listening posts around the nation. You asked for it. Yes, it's a kind of a liberal education to work under your orders there, and we're anxious to see what's in your mind as to what you would like to have done. Something educational, something whimsical, or something old-fashioned. You know our address, so get busy and kind of put us to work. We love to work under your orders. I see the time is up now, and so on behalf of Skippy, America's largest-selling peanut butter, I'll say so long, and we'll see you next week.
Portions of the preceding program are on film. See The Lone Ranger on ABC Television.
Here's one of America's leading savings associations, California Federal Savings, where your savings will be insured and earned...